At the moment, we're walking blithely and blindly towards a precipice, towards a threshold, I guess would be a better way of putting it, about to go through a door into a new world. At the very least, we need to stop and take note of that door before we step through it.
That's social critic Bill McKibben, author of the book Enough: Staying Human in an Engineered Age. He worries that we're about to plunge into a new chapter in human evolution when germline genetic engineering allows us to tinker with our very DNA. And he's alarmed by the pronouncements of scientists like James Watson, co-discoverer of the genetic code, who are unabashed advocates of this new technology.
Now, with technological advance of the last few years, we stand right near the point when it will be possible to do with human beings what we've done with a wide variety of animals in the last 10 years in the lab. That is, take an embryo and add or subtract stretches of DNA in order to produce particular characteristics. James Watson, who's a big fan of this work, has called on us to do it in order, in his words, to make sure there are no more stupid people, to prevent what he calls shyness, or no more cold fish, as he puts it. And he also expresses the hope that in the future there'll be no more ugly babies. There are a number of drawbacks, some of them pragmatic and obvious. This is a technology that rich people will enjoy, not poor people. Hence, it will rewrite in our very biology the divisions in wealth and power that already harm our society. What scares me most about this technology is that it threatens to erase us even as individuals, that it takes that last stand of human meaning, and in the name of some further liberation from being stupid or short or whatever it is, turns us finally into some kind of machine instead of what we are. The only people who will really have any kind of free choice in this regard are the first few parents who decide to step over this Rubicon. Once it becomes even mildly common, you know, the moral questions will vanish, replaced largely by strategic ones. Which upgrades to get? Because who's going to want to leave their child that far in the dust? The question becomes whether there's some compelling reason to take these steps into this next world, a world whose advocates frankly describe it as post-human, fast-forwarding our own evolution. The question becomes whether there's some compelling reason to do that.
Bill McKibben is the author of many books, including Enough: Staying Human in an Engineered Age.